At Sheridan Funeral Home, we are experienced and skilled professionals who will guide you through your time of loss, listen to your needs and wishes, and take care of every detail. Hi, this is Carrie Kimmel. We have deep roots in the Sheridan community. We take pride in being able to lighten the burden as you take the first steps toward healing following your loss. Your needs and wishes are what matter most. Visit SheridanFuneral.com. Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremation's compassionate service for the Sheridan community.
Got the bug to make some changes to your home? We can help with that. Hi, this is Doris with ERA Carroll Realty. We've teamed up with Connect Home Center to bring you the Home and Garden Sweepstakes. Enter for a chance to win a $600 gift card to Connect Home Center. Connect has everything you need for your indoor and outdoor projects. Enter the Home and Garden Sweepstakes now through May 20th on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. ERA Carroll Realty and Connect Home Center, proudly sponsoring the Home and Garden Sweepstakes.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, May 12th, from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dettymore and Member Relations Director Kelly Morris. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. Now, how is spring at the Chamber, my friend?
It's going quickly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like our summer is. It feels like right now it's going so fast, but it's great. And man, today's going to be beautiful. It's going to be hard to work.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, you're going to be sitting inside staring out the window all day.
Exactly.
You know, I always feel that spring is too fast in the state of Wyoming. I mean, you wake up one day and everything's green and beautiful. You got about a week to really enjoy it. And then the brown starts. It just kind of starts drying out. Hopefully, it's not as bad this year and the green sticks around a little bit longer. But I did hear that ticks are out and about already. So, folks,
I saw that.
Take measures. Yeah. Now, Mrs. Morris, when did you begin down at the Chamber?
I began 3 weeks ago. Sorry.
No, you're
good. I began 3 weeks ago. This will be the start of my fourth week at the Chamber.
You having a lot of fun so far?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it. A lot of action down there. There's never a dull moment. If you finish one thing, someone else walks in the door.
There's another project.
And there's another project. Yeah, I love it.
You know, busy work like that keeps you busy makes the day go by so fast. Because you're trying to stay ahead of the clock. You're trying to get enough done in enough time. And all of a sudden, there's never enough time.
Exactly.
So that makes the day fly by. Now, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Texas, raised here since the age of 6.
Oh, wow.
So I've been here a few years. Yep.
It's a local girl. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You've owned a couple businesses yourself.
I have. The most recent business was Java Gypsy. It was a little mobile coffee shop in a sheep wagon. And I pulled it around town to events, to Landon's, to the hockey rink. I loved that little business, but I sold it to a lady in Montana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was terrific.
Was it just time to do something else, or was the offer just too good to refuse?
Oh, it was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
It was time to let it go. Things were changing in Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee shops opening up everywhere. And so the mobile coffee shop couldn't park in a lot of places. So
yeah.
The lady made me an offer, and it was a good offer. She's parked somewhere between here and Bozeman now.
Oh, see, wow.
Yeah, you can still find Java Gypsy in Montana.
I love the sheep wagon idea. You know, I grew up, we didn't raise sheep, but we helped a lot of farmers who did. And so there was always that sheep wagon way up. And when I was a little kid, I used to wonder, how the heck did they get these things up there? I mean, they were in some pretty remote spots.
Really?
Now, how did you have it outfitted? Because a proper sheep wagon is all about saving space.
Oh, man. Exactly. And fitting an entire coffee shop inside
yeah.
a sheep wagon. Yeah, there were racks up on the ceiling. There were things stored in places you couldn't see. It was terrific, but it was a stainless steel, like, food wagon.
Mm.
So I just made it look like a sheep wagon. you know, borrowing wheels and banisters from my aunt and painting and putting things together. It was fun.
Creativity and imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, the whole bit, you know. Yeah, I'd get my coffee out of a sheep wagon any day.
Any day.
Now, why did you choose the chamber? Once you sold your business and you were like, you know what, I'm going to go over here.
I really wanted to stay connected to the community.
Mm-hmm.
What I was able to do with Java Gypsy is be at every event, be involved with everything I could.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But the chamber allows me to still have that connection to the community. But then, A, I get to know who's coming into town before anybody else. You know, you get a jump on what's going on.
You got the DL,
I've got my finger on the pulse. But also helping the different businesses in the community connect with each other. I really love that. I really love that person that can make someone else feel better or feel more comfortable walking into a room of other businesses.
Absolutely. And having that kind of glowing personality really goes a long way. And I can tell, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell on her, Floyd. She actually brought her resume in when she sold Java Gypsy and said, I just want to be part of this team at some point. And so when everything happened, we were like, where's Kelly?
Yeah.
That's who we want
in
here.
I got a spot. I got a spot.
And it's going to be perfect for her.
Yep.
Just her personality and her thing. But yeah, she's like, I want to be part of this team. I want to be part of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it takes.
You know, you've got a lot of new folks down there, Teresa. Mm-hmm. Kind of doing a big turnover. People are going up and on to other things and trading jobs. How is it?
It's good. It's fun. I mean, we have new skills coming in as well that we're utilizing. Steven's been doing a whole lot of writing, which is amazing that he's kind of helping Jody out with all of that.
And he's so fast, isn't he?
Yes.
He's so fast.
He comes in and he's like, I have a list of 20 ideas. I'm like, you were gone 5 minutes. He's very talented. So we're very excited about that. And then Kelly knows so many people. And if she doesn't know him, her husband does, I think. So between the two of them, I mean, she's got so many relationships going already and meeting in with people and talking to them. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, that interpersonal communication, you know, really knowing somebody, not just them, but their business and the problems that they might face. I mean, that's really a lot of what this position entails, isn't it?
It is. It is. Finding out what their needs are as a company and then trying to find the ways that we can help connect them with other businesses or to help them fill the need with marketing, especially.
Yeah.
Any kind of marketing, they're able to plug in and use us to double their efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's I think a lot of people who don't belong to the chamber may not understand the advantage that you have once you become a member, because then you've got a whole team dedicated to your business. And yes, they've got other businesses that they've got to manage, take a hold of, but you've got a whole team in there who's willing to jump on anything that you need help with. If you got a problem, tell me your problems. Let's figure out a solution to this. And a lot of the time, it ends up coming from another business owner, someone else who's experienced the same thing and already climbed that mountain. Hey, I got an idea. All right, now, what would you like to accomplish while you hold this position?
Wow. Sheridan already has so much to offer, and the team at the chamber does what they do so well. So just to be able to plug in and be a part of the team where we all together just make Sheridan a better place to live, make it comfortable for new businesses to come in, and where they don't have strengths, let us help them find that within the other businesses that are available. There's so much leadership and marketing and community just offered with the chamber. So just enhancing that any way I can.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a great wall is made with many bricks, right?
Exactly.
Now, May is Small Business Month. Teresa, how's the chamber going to observe this month? I mean, Sheridan thrives on its small businesses. The downtown area brings in so many individuals. And when you talk to visitors, that is one of the biggest draws. You would think it would be other tourist type attractions, but a lot of times people just want to come in here to walk downtown.
Absolutely. Our downtown is something that's unique anymore, which is amazing. But yeah, people love coming down to it. And what we're doing, we have a couple programs coming up, you know, with the Chamber Lunch program, as well as Ignite, helping those small businesses with resources, but then just pushing to support them. You know, remain supporting your local businesses. Go check out and see if you can get it in town versus getting on Amazon.
Yeah.
Or whoever else you want to use. You know, it's might be convenient, but at the same time, these are the people who are going to make your community what it is. So get out there and support them. And that's what we're pushing always, but especially in May.
Little league teams.
Exactly.
I mean, these are the folks who are supporting the community itself.
Volleyball teams.
Yeah, and volleyball teams. That's right. We were talking about volleyball just before it came on the show. Now, when you take a step back and you look at things, and I mean, one thing that I've learned, and maybe the Chamber applies this as well, is when things start to get a little hectic, a little crazy, you take a step back, you return to the fundamentals of what's important. And that helps to guide everything the rest of the way through, correct?
Absolutely. And I think we even saw that, you know, during COVID. Yep. You know, there was such a push. All of a sudden, people realized they couldn't get out and shop and what was going to happen to their friends and neighbors. And there was a huge push all through that of how do I support these local businesses? And that's where, you know, given ideas and the curbside deliveries and everything. But that's when people really start coming together and you start looking at what matters in this life, what matters in our community. And it is our small businesses.
Yeah. And there were amazing numbers for it being COVID that seemed to just last forever. I mean, it'll be with us forever. But that time period, you know, that's really a marker. That is a placeholder for a lot of us going forward in life. Remember COVID, during COVID, back during COVID. I mean, it's referenced all the time. Because it was such an impactful event on our small businesses, and it's just here to stay, unfortunately. But being able to look at those numbers, people really did respond. Yep. They went downtown. Main Street, when it was under construction, people kept going downtown. I mean, that's fantastic. Now, if we look at ways that people can connect, we've got the next Business Before Hours. When is that going to be taking place?
That is going to be in June. That is going to be up at the Hampton Inn. So come on up and check out that hotel. They have a new conference room. I shouldn't say new. It's a remodeled conference room now that they can rent out. And then that's a big question we get at the Chamber a lot is we want to have a meeting. We want to go somewhere to have it. What's available? We have a resource sheet in the office that we can give people. But come check out their new room and see what it's like.
It fits a lot of folks. So if you got some people coming in from out of town.
30, I think. That's the number that it fits. So yeah, come check it out for sure.
Good meeting space. Now, if you can't make the Business Before Hours, there is the Business After Hours. When is that one taking place?
That is going to be May 21st at Mystic Tree Farm this year.
Mystic Tree Farm?
Yeah. I'm excited to go out there.
How cool is that?
I know. It's the Iowa girl in me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go be around trees. This is going to be awesome. Yep,
I was just thinking the same thing. You'd be like, where did Floyd go? He's off walking one of the trees. He's down one of the lanes, I'm sure. I imagine it smells amazing out there. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds fantastic. That sounds like a really fun time. And again, these, if for those who don't know, and we do talk about these quite a bit, but there's always somebody who's thinking, what are these things? This is a networking opportunity for small business owners, but you don't have to be a business owner to attend.
No, just come on out and enjoy it. If you know you work for a company and you're just newer to town, you want to come meet some people, it is very much a casual setting. So it's perfect for that. Kelly will find you if she doesn't know you and talk to you. She does everybody. She did that before she worked for the Chamber. So there's that.
The bloodhound is on it.
So they're just a great way to come and get connected with other people within the community.
And again, you don't have to be a business owner. You can go out there and you can learn about businesses while you're out there and get to know the people who were working so hard to make downtown such a great place. On that, we're going to have more with our Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for that unforgettable dining experience? Hi, this is Tim Kerr, General Manager of Frackleton's, where fresh flavors, creative cuisine, and warm hospitality come together in the heart of downtown Sheridan. From sizzling steaks to crisp farm-fresh salads and handcrafted cocktails, every bite is a masterpiece. Whether it's a night out with friends, a romantic dinner, or just treating yourself, come taste the difference at Frackleton's. Great food, great atmosphere, and great memories.
At Pella of Wyoming, you get more value in more ways than one. For a limited time, get 20% off projects or 0% APR for 36 months. And that's just the start. Pella Windows and Doors deliver long-term savings with energy-efficient designs, industry-leading warranties, superior craftsmanship, and a team of dedicated experts to help you put it all together. Visit PellaSheridan.com/special offers and schedule your free consultation today.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Follow in the footsteps, hoof prints, and stagecoach tracks of history while enjoying fresh air and fun outside on Sheridan Community Land Trust's History on the Soldier Ridge Trail walking tour. Enjoy this tour on the ground and virtually with the Travel Stories GPS app. Find this and all of Sheridan Community Land Trust driving and walking tours under the History tab at SheridanCLT.org.
Looking for a trusted and reliable website hosting partner? Sheridan Media has expanded our digital services to include website hosting. Whether you're launching a new site or need hosting services for your current website, we can help. You'll receive unlimited bandwidth, enhanced security features, automatic backups, and most importantly, local customer service. Call Sheridan Media to learn more and get your website hosted by people you know and trust. 672-7421.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning we're speaking to Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dedimore and Member Relations Director Kelly Morris. All right, the Chamber Lunch Program. Teresa, you and I, we're always kind of on our back heel whenever we talk about this because it's taking place Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You need RSVPs today.
Today, by 4. Get after it. That's the mom in me. It's Mother's Day.
I know you're sitting in front of the computer, folks. All you got to do is shoot that email, right?
Or if you got your phone, just call the office. We'll get you registered.
What are we going to see?
So we have Navigating the Changing Business Landscape with Caitlin Pay. She's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I met Caitlin a year ago down at the Wyoming State Chamber of Commerce Conference down in Casper. And she is very versed in D.C. She worked there for quite a few years on policy with different legislators, and she's now with the U.S. Chamber. So she's very, very knowledgeable on everything that's going on, and she's going to talk about the tariffs and what we might see and the effects on small business as well as some of the policy changes. She's very grounded and understands small business and how things are going to affect, and so she's got a huge heart to make sure businesses keep thriving, especially small. And so it's going to be great to hear from her and get that update. She stopped in the office and said, you know, I'm going to be through here in May. I think on the 13th. I'm like, how do you feel about the 14th? Like, can we get you for a chamber lunch program? And so she was very happy to do that. So we're very excited.
Oh, fantastic. So this is somebody who's kind of seen every level.
Yeah. And she really has.
Yeah. And
great resource.
Fantastic perspective. Coming down from the flagpole and kind of helping us through this transition period right now.
Yeah.
That is going to be pretty tough on small businesses.
I know. She said she thinks it'll be settled by then, but I don't know. I keep watching the news and it seems like we've got different changes going on with policies. And so we'll see where we're at.
But changing daily, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, when it's so 4 p.m. today, those RSVPs have got to be in there.
Yes.
And mainly this is for food. We got to get a head count so we know exactly.
Well, and proceeding too, because we are limited. This is at the Sheridan Inn, so we have a little bit smaller room. So I need to make sure we've got enough seats in there for everybody. So it's this Wednesday, the 14th at 11:30. So if you can do it, get your RSVP in today.
Absolutely. And folks, this sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, we also have NTEC Spring Creek Mine is actually our Platinum Community Partner host as well. So not only do you get to hear Caitlin, but you also get to hear Dave Schwend, who's the mine manager, talking about what they're doing and how things are looking for the mine and reclamation.
Wow.
So it's going to be very impactful.
Yeah, Jim Miller's absolutely.
Program. Yeah.
That's another thing that's kind of been affected by everything going on. So trying to get a heads up on what's happening over there. Speaking of heads up, preparations for the Ignite conference, how are they going?
Good. I am now learning an app that I was very excited about, and now I have to be the tech person on it. Hey, I found out Steven has tech capabilities. He used to be in IT, so I'm like, oh, you have a new role. Remember when you signed that job description and said other duties as assigned? Here you go, bud. He took it on great, but yeah, we're very excited for it, and the keynote and the wrap-up are just going to be dynamic, so we're very much looking forward to the Ignite this year.
Tell me the advantage that this application gives us.
It's a networking tool, to be honest. You have all of your agenda on there, so you can pick your classes where you're going to. Your trainers can put all of the presentations right there. So you have everything that you just talked about in your class right in your phone now that you can take your notes on, you can look at. We'll also have the paper copies, too, to help you with your goal setting for, like we've talked about before, you know, what can I implement tomorrow? What can I implement in 2 months? What can I implement a year down the road? So you don't forget your ideas.
And that's great because I'm a writer. I'm still with my pen and paper. I don't do as much on my phone as I probably should. But
I have my own book going in my office of chamber stuff that I want to see. Okay, what can I accomplish this month in a year from now? Where do I want to see this and this? And so it's in life, right? We'll still have that, but this app is also going to allow you, if you are at home that night and think, I should have asked the trainer this question, you can click on that class. You have the trainer right there and you can send them an email right through the app.
Wow.
So then they can email it right back to you. And so they're willing to do this and help you kind of with some of your questions after the classes. So it's just another connection and you get even more from those classes that you're taking.
Huge advantage here.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these training sessions and talks and conferences, the person gets up, they talk. If you don't get that question out right now, it's over. They're out, they're gone, they're busy, they're on to the next conference.
Yeah.
This is huge. I can go back, look at some numbers, or think, you know, how would I get around this, and shoot them a question.
Yep. And actually, our keynote had that last year. Doug Lee, he and Zane Garstead are going to be the keynote for lunchtime, and he said last year he hosted one on time management, and he was getting emails from guys he played hockey with, and they were like, okay, so you gave us this graph, but what do I put this in this quadrant?
Yeah.
He was helping all of these guys, you know, work through it. And he loves doing that. So it was really cool.
And that's really great of the individual, the presenters and trainers stepping up and saying, yeah, I'll gladly answer more questions after this is done. And they'll go back to the hotel rooms or back to the house and be busy for the rest of the night.
Right.
Excuse me. Now, this is a one-day event, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it grows just a little bit every year, you know, more presenters. Someone asked me this question last year. I didn't have an answer, so I got an expert this year. Let's fill in these gaps. Do you see this being more than one day in the future?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately the goal is we're going to grow this. We're looking at, you know, we might go to like a day and a half and then a two. I'm not quite sure yet on how that's going to look, but the amount of training people are requesting versus what we can fit into one day. So looking at that 2 day, having more keynotes, having work sessions maybe with trainers available so you can just take your team and go work on a plan. There's a lot of options that we're looking at right now, and that's ultimately what the goal is within the next 3 years is to build that out and make this a huge regional one we're working with. I have a phone call today with the Cody Chamber talking a little bit about this as well. But a lot of chambers around us are wanting to send people to it and make it offer it for their members. And that's what we want.
Yeah.
Is this to be regional so people can come to Sheridan and attend this conference. So it's
that's
gaining.
Fantastic. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Because I would think that, you know, maybe I wanted to attend this training and that training. But in one day, I can't make both. And so if they maybe gave the same training the next day or extended it out in some way, then I could hit both. Right. I think that would be fantastic. Plus, it gives you more time to just add more to it. And so I could see this eventually one day being a weekend or maybe even quite possibly a three-day event. And conferences this large really do go on for a few days.
They do. Yeah. We'll grow it gradually, obviously, to keep the momentum and keep things
going. Keep it under control.
Yeah. Yeah. We like organized chaos. That's what we live in. So, no, we're very excited for the Ignite Conference, the possibility that that's bringing. We can add in a business expo where you can highlight your business there. There's so many pieces that we're working on building into this. So, yeah, expect big things.
Now, you said Garstedt is one of the keynote speakers this year. That's fantastic. I've gotten the pleasure to speak with him on a few different occasions. Extremely knowledgeable individual. He doesn't beat around the bush either, which I totally respect. It gives you the information that's needed. Who else is the other one?
Doug Lee.
Okay.
So Doug is retired from Wells Fargo. He worked in that industry for a long time. But worked with a lot of businesses and construction. He was within that realm as well, and a lot of knowledge on leadership because he had worked his way up from, I think, starting as a teller all the way through. And so both he and Zane, that's why they came up with this lessons in leadership, because they have so many and from the different sports that they've done. You know, Doug played hockey and so does Zane, but also in the rodeo realm. Just the things that you learn in your different aspects of life and how to be a leader and be effective and how to really communicate and make those connections with being true to yourself too.
And a lot of times when it comes to leadership, the do nots are just as important as the do's. Yeah. That's something that I've learned. You know, you want to be, in my opinion, you want to be somebody out front. You want to lead from, you want to be the first one on the yoke and, you know, pulling just as hard as everybody else. And a lot of times they are. Mm-hmm. Now, is there still time to register?
Yes, absolutely. You can get your registration in. You can do it online or you can call the office too or stop in if you'd like to. But you can just get online our website. There's a link. You click the registration and away you go.
Still got a lot of room.
So we're at the college, which is nice because they were able to shift us into bigger rooms because we were getting tight on numbers out there. And so Debbie's got four bigger classrooms for us out there. And so we've got a little bit more space this year, which would be good.
Okay, I'm running out of time with you. But before I let you go, the 30th annual Sheridan Christmas Stroll theme has been announced.
Yes. And we were so original.
Were you?
What 30 years of Christmas strolling. 30 years of strolling. That's what we did. Yes. No, actually, we talked a lot about it, and we really like the idea of the decades because it's three decades worth, right?
Hey, the 30 is a big number.
Exactly. And so we decided we're gonna use this. And 30 years of strolling, you can pick a decade if you want to decorate your business in it or anything like that. You can just look at all the buttons that we've done for 30 years. We have them all in the chamber office. So it'll be fun. It's just celebrating all of it.
That's since fantastic.
It started. Yeah.
Now, with the theme announced, that also means that one of the biggest competitions of the year is right here.
I know. It's tough.
Tell me about it.
Our button design. So it is out there. You can get on our website and get the form. You can call the office. It is actually getting sent out to all the schools as well. But any kid between first and sixth grade can submit their drawing. We get a lot of them every year. It's super hard, but it's great. It's so fun. And these kids are so much more talented than I am at drawing.
The one selection committee you want to be a part of, but you don't want to be a part of. You know, you're like, I want to see them all. But I would have such difficulty narrowing everything down. I would just have to hand that part off. You know,
right.
Maybe pick a top 10 and then I'd walk away from it. All right. Now, when are submissions due?
June 6th, I believe. First part of June, right after school. We want to make sure, because some teachers like to do it as an end of that last week of school, like to do a project.
Great fun project.
Yes, exactly. And kind of gets kids thinking about next year too already, and it's just fun to talk about Christmas and their kid heading into summer break, but.
Well, there you go, folks. Have your kids sit down, design a button, and start making that list already, because that's the wheels that are going to start turning. Christmas lists are already being made. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's an absolute pleasure. I look forward to talking with you more in the future, ma'am.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Downtown Sheridan Association. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Planning for a busy summer tourism season? Be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
20 ribeyes for $39.
The Backyard Butchers are here right now with 20 ribeye steaks for only $39. That's less than $2 a steak. Just look for the big red truck in the parking lot right now at Tractor Supply in Sheridan. Stock up and save 20 ribeyes for $39. Just look for the big red truck in the parking lot right now at Tractor Supply in Sheridan. And for a limited time, get 2 pounds of crab legs for $39. Go to backyardbutchers.com for more info. Cash, credit, debit, EBT accepted.
At Engel & Volker Sheridan, our real estate advisors specialize in ranch, recreational, residential, and commercial property sales. We offer a bespoke white glove experience, and as a true global brand, we can provide sellers with the most exposure to high net worth buyers. Let Engel & Volker Sheridan give you the luxury experience you deserve. Speak with a trusted advisor at 206 West Brundage Street in Sheridan or call us at 307-655-8383. Engel & Volker Sheridan. Life is taking you places. We'll help you get there.
Hey Bob, did you know Waring Chevrolet is a full service dealership?
Full service, does that mean you're going to mow my lawn, walk my dog?
Not quite, Bob, but we've got you covered. From new and pre-owned vehicles to top-notch servicing by the best techs in the industry.
What about tires?
Bob, we've got a tire price match guarantee on all big name brands.
And I hear your parts department is everything I need too.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, if you've had a fender bender, our collision center will have you back on the road in no time.
And your new detailing shop, that's where my truck goes to shine like new.
Waring Chevrolet really is your full service dealership. We'd love to serve you at 107 East Alger or online at waringsheridan.com.
Four Seasons Lawn Care in Sheridan wants you to remember what Memorial Day is all about. It's about the men and women who sacrificed by risking their lives in danger zones around the world. Four Seasons Lawn Care in Sheridan honors our troops and veterans for their dedication. Four Seasons Lawn Care in Sheridan offers quality lawn care. Established in 1980, the staff at Four Seasons Lawn Care in Sheridan honor our troops and veterans.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I'm joined by Downtown Sheridan Association Executive Director Zoila Perry and Marketing and Events Coordinator Charlie Ringley. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how is spring at the DSA?
It is busy. We are getting ready for all of our summer events. It's been great. I feel like we're ahead of the game now that I actually have staff.
Yeah.
And so we can actually get a bunch of stuff done ahead of time before summer is here.
How is that? I mean, you've been kind of lugging this mule along by yourself for a while, but now you got a team that you can rely on. What's that like?
Oh my gosh, it's night and day.
Yeah.
I can delegate whatever needs to happen with marketing. Here's what the committee said. Run with it. Janet has stepped up and is more of an administrative position, and she's handling Third Thursday for me this year.
Oh, great.
So I don't really have, I will be handling, still overseeing everything, but it is not the data entry. It is not creating the artwork. I have people to do that. So this will enable myself and the board to really work on a work plan. We have some great ideas that we want to get done, and we have some action items that need to happen, and we have the time now, so we will be getting on those.
We were in a situation a number of years ago where in my unit, there wasn't very many individuals, and so we all kind of had to do everything ourselves. And then we came home from an event, and all of a sudden, we had all these privates. And we're like, what am I supposed to do with these people? You know, we had a tough time learning how to delegate because we were so used to doing everything ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, our platoon sergeant had to pull us aside and say, that's their job now. stop trying to do everything. Have you found yourself in that situation where
yes.
you're like, I got to learn how to do this?
Oh, my goodness. I do that like on a daily basis. It's like, oh, my gosh, I know how to do it. You know, he can do it. And I am getting better at doing that because it is hard doing it for, what, since 2020 by myself. In reality, when we go back and look at the bigger picture, it is hard. And, you know, Janet will ask me questions and it's like, okay, well, let me think about that and see how we want to move forward. I can't tell her no, but let's see how that makes sense for me to have, okay, run with it, you know, just to have that clarity. Because for me, my fear is if they leave, I have to do it.
Yeah.
So we can't really twitch it a lot because then I'm back to backwards. But I am. I do find myself that on a daily basis, and I'm working on it.
It's a challenge,
it
though,
is
isn't
challenge.
It? I think anybody who's really nurtured something and loved it as much as you have with the DSA, you know, through some really hard times.
Yes.
We were just talking about COVID with the chamber. Through some really tough times. So now you got to kind of hand the baby over, and you're like, okay, take care of this.
Yes.
It can be a little bit of a challenge.
Oh, yes.
Now, Charlie, have you ever had to sit down with her and say, Zoila, I got your back on this one.
All the time, yeah. No, in a really good way, obviously. But I'm, you know, totally happy to help with whatever. I have my responsibilities, but in my opinion, flexibility is the name of the game.
Yeah.
In all you know, situations, but especially at the DSA, I let her know. Like, I'm happy to pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a couple of changes in employment, you know, in the last, like, couple months and stuff like that. But absolutely, you know, I'm happy to be there. I love my job, and I just want to help any way I can. And it's been amazing so far.
It's got to be a really fun place to work. I mean, you're probably out quite a bit, aren't you?
Absolutely. No, I think, you know, when we're getting ready for promotions, we definitely communicate a lot. We try to, you know, do our best to be, you know, boots on the ground when talking to business owners on Main Street and in the downtown area, as well as, you know, through other avenues. But it's always, you know, and from my experience, every day is different and varied, and I'm very grateful for that. And it's fun, and I like being a part of that, you know, mission, basically.
I think any job that would take you outside, walking up and down downtown all day long, talking to business owners and kind of getting their perspective of things, it's got to be a great, great job. You know, especially for someone like me, who'd be a total chatterbox.
Of course. Yeah,
probably spend too much time in one spot.
We try to be really proactive about that. It's keeping everyone in the loop, and I think it's really fun. I really enjoy it.
All right, let's talk about one of those big winners. Have you heard from the winner of the spring cha-ching yet?
No, we left her a message last week, and she hasn't called back.
Okay, so the spring cha-ching, how did that go?
It went great. We had, I'll let Charlie talk about it.
Absolutely. So we had 808 entries in all in the month of April, which was great. That was reminiscent of our winter shopping spree that we did in the month of November. So we're really happy with that as well. And yeah, we're waiting, you know, for the winner to call us back. We, you know, concluded the sweepstakes on April 30th, and then we, you know, drew and contacted the winwinner. And the winner obviously wins $1,000 shopping spree at up to three participating downtown businesses, which is extremely awesome. I wish I could have entered myself.
I already know where I'm going. I'd already know where I would have gone.
Right? Me too, absolutely. But we're waiting for her to get back to us so we can, you know, present her with her prize and, you know, make an announcement of, you know, her luck. Their lucky self. So, you know, very, very cool. We're very pleased with the results from that. A lot of people came out to support, you know, local business and, you know, do some shopping downtown.
And I mean, how easy is that? You just take a picture of your receipt, right? Send it back up to the DSA, and you're entered for $1,000 shopping spree. And it doesn't all have to be at one spot. You got three stores that you can choose from and head up there and kind of divide it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd know exactly where I'd go. I'm not going to say, but I already know
right
where I'd
Absolutely.
Go. All right, how did the downtown Easter egg hunt go? This was the first year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome. Tim Kerr from Frackleton's approached us and wanted to collaborate on a downtown Easter egg hunt event. He was a big help. We really liked working with them. We've worked with them in the past a lot. But it was a massive, unprecedented turnout. It was Saturday, April 19th was the day of the Easter egg hunt. There were other Easter egg hunts going on around in the community. So we definitely, you know, we were expecting a good turnout. But I was totally blown away by the amount of people that we saw on Main Street that day. It was awesome. I think, you know, we, Janet and I distributed, you know, eggs, and we, you know, also had some stores participating in the way of, you know, putting coupon, like, you know, letting us, you know, print out coupons for them and putting those in eggs as well.
Oh, how fun.
So, you know, for, you know, very businesses downtown, obviously, you know, candy for the kids. So something for everyone. And we also had, you know, a golden ticket, so to speak, in one of the eggs that was found and claimed, which was an amazing, you know, gift basket of downtown, gift cards and some items donated by some shops. It was great. There were so many people downtown. It was a beautiful day. And we, you know, we definitely learned a lot for, you know, if we want to do it next year. Definitely more eggs, because like I said, didn't expect so many people to come down, but we're very pleased with that. And it was awesome.
Charlie,
so,
do you remember how many eggs you guys had to fill this year?
Oh my gosh.
I think we did like 450.
Yeah, no, Jan and I did like 450, 500 eggs.
Nice.
And then we, you know, it was an operation. But yeah, we distributed those to participating businesses for the Easter egg hunt, and they all, you know, sold out eggs pretty quickly, so to speak.
Now, when it comes to the location of that golden egg, are you willing to tell me where that was hidden, or do we know where that was hidden? Was that hidden by a business owner?
So we put, I put the golden ticket in a random egg and then just forgot about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it wasn't like a golden egg. There was just a golden ticket out there somewhere.
We thought we'd just like put it in a random egg, you know, just kind of, you know, just kind of randomize it like that.
And you didn't even know
that.
Where it was.
No, I actually forgot where
that was. That's kind of cool.
But
though,
honestly, like, you know, I think that was the way to do it.
Yeah.
And this awesome kid, Carson, found it, and, you know, his family got a lovely gift basket.
That's fantastic.
So we're glad someone found it and it didn't get, you know, like lost in the wind or something like that.
Yeah.
It was just like one egg and 450. We have no idea, you know, which store it was found in, but it was found and returned to us. So
I like the way that was handled, because I was thinking like there was one golden egg that was somewhere hidden.
That would make the most sense. Yeah, being an Easter egg.
That's what I would have thought.
The ticket was egg shaped.
Yeah, so. I really like the way you did it though. Mm-hmm. That way, even you have no idea.
Oh no, it was just
in this big mass of eggs.
Exactly, it was, you know, no discernible egg, you know, that it was in. So there you go.
That's pretty fun. So a large number of families got down there. Lessons for next year: more eggs.
More eggs, because, you know, like I said, we expected a turnout. Obviously, with other Easter egg hunts going on in the community, we were, you know, anticipating, we it was honestly kind of hard to gauge, you know, what the turnout was going to be like, but it was awesome. So, you know, and also we'll be definitely, you know, talking to, you know, business owners and kind of, you know, getting their experience with that, because like it was busy, a lot of traffic in stores, which is what we were also going for. We're very happy with that as well, but more eggs, and, you know, we're gonna, you know, sit down at some point and talk about, you know, the other data that we gathered from that event. But we're very pleased with that, and we're very thankful as well to everyone that came out and participated, and also thankful for people who, you know, just came to have a good time.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah, and then the kids got to dye eggs at Freckleton's, right?
They did. Yes,
absolutely. And I think they had a pretty good turnout for that as well.
And what a fantastic experience! You know, when I think about fond memories of my childhood, dyeing eggs is definitely what, because it was always kind of like a family event.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you bring the family close together and y'all kind of just have fun dyeing these eggs. And that was before people started getting fancy with the wax.
Yeah.
Right.
Now they get really fancy with stuff. All right. Now, there was a survey, and this is something I wanted to talk to you about, Zoila. Tell us about the Main Street America survey.
Yes. Yeah, so that survey we had open for over a month. And it was to get some input from the community to gather additional data for DSA to work on their transformation strategies. And that is through the National Main Street and the Wyoming Main Streets. And these are ideas on how we can elevate our downtown. So in conversations we had with different focus groups, we know that public bathrooms is a much needed amenity. So we knew that. But then, you know, we have great art. We have great evenings. I mean, restaurants. People want more restaurants? Great. But we already have great things happening. So how can we help
offsell what we already have, not just for locals, but for tourisms, you know, people from others, from Buffalo, from Ranchester, Claremont, to gather them to come downtown, really keeping downtown alive. So we had, like I mentioned, 308 surveys back, which I was very pleased. National Main Street will provide a final report, hopefully by June 30th. And then I'm more than happy to share those. So these would be great strategies for our board. You know, we may have three, we may have five. But with that, we will take one a year, and or it may take us a couple of years to get one item done. So this is like an over, I like to call them like the big stuff, big picture projects that they're great ideas. They're not going to happen over time, but we will get it done.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what that's going to do. In addition to, you know, the feedback that we received in those focus groups, they brought in just different demographics of our community. We knew that July is the busiest month downtown. We didn't know that it brings around last year it brought down 321,000 people in the month of July. That's insane.
That is crazy. That's a huge number.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Rodeo Friday, we know that's one of our biggest days that people come downtown. Third Thursdays, I always say we have between 3,000 to 7,000. I was way off. We have, based on the data they gave me, 13,000 people that come at Third Thursday. That's just amazing.
Where are they coming from, right?
And they showed us, they have data that shows you where they're all coming from. So Montana, Colorado, I mean, it's a great program and information that they gave us. So how can we use that information to help our downtown grow and be stronger?
And that's the next step, to sit down with all of this information and say, how do we implement this with either programs or promotions somehow to really upsell everything we've got going on down there? You know, when I think about walking around Sheridan at night, I think primarily about the bright colors of like the lights of the theater, some of the businesses and the bars, like the neon signs. And some people might not like those, but I'm here to tell you, it lights up Main Street and it makes it multicolored. And it's great to see when you're walking in the dark. You know, it looks busy. It looks alive.
I agree.
It, like cultural even, you know, where it's like, I could go there and feel like I could do anything.
I think it's some of the most iconic, you know, imagery of, you know, any kind of given community or downtown that I've seen in, you know, like, you know, in my life. It's very memorable and sticks in your mind, and it's just, you know, it's just pretty. Absolutely. Yeah.
And unfortunately, I've been to some towns here in the state of Wyoming where I've walked out there at 11 p.m. and it's just dark.
Sure.
And it's heartbreaking to know that, you know, there are towns around like that that have just haven't made it. And cardboard filled windows are not something I ever would like to see. Now, the Third Thursday Street Festival we were just talking about, this is something a large portion of the population always looks forward to every year. What do we need to know?
So registration opened on May 5th. It's still currently open. Interested parties are welcome to get an application off of our website, downtownsheridan.org. But they're very welcome to come into the office as well and pick up a copy and, you know, ask any questions that they might have regarding that. And, yeah, we're kicking off the Third Thursday season on June 19th with the first one. And we have an amazing summer lineup of music, you know, happening, you know, for the respective, you know, four Third Thursdays that we're doing. We have the two tracks, the Kraft Brothers, Stereo Pilot with Paul Radzi, Stephanie Wilkerson, and friends, and Cruisin', respectively, you know, throughout the summer. So very excited about that, you know, musical lineup that we have ready to go. And our sponsors this summer are the City of Sheridan, Waring Sheridan Chevrolet, Sheridan Liquor, Craft Co., First Federal Bank and Trust, and Wyoming Rents. And we're very grateful to those sponsors as well for supporting us this summer, and we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome.
All right, folks, there you go. June 19th is going to be your first Third Thursday. Mark it on your calendar. Make sure you get out there. Support the businesses that have registered. There's still time if you're one of those businesses and you haven't gotten a spot yet. Still a lot of spots open?
I believe so, yeah. It's still pretty early in the registration period, but we've had, you know, it's been very busy. You know, people coming and asking questions, calling us up. So that's, you know, we're very, you know, just excited to you know, get a better idea of who we're going to have. But, you know, we encourage all vendors to, you know, give us a call if they're interested. We're happy to have that discussion and, you know, help them move forward with that.
I'll tell interested. You what, every time I've gone down on a third Thursday, the place is so busy. I mean, it's packed. Mm-hmm. This is something that the community really looks forward to every year. I'm running out of time. So just before I let you go, though, Zoilet, the flowers are going up.
Yes, flowers are going to be going up on Sunday morning. If anybody wants to volunteer, meet us at the front lawn of the DSA office at 121 South Main Street. We will be transplanting over 1,000 petunias into 165 baskets. Whew. So please come and join us. It's going to be fun.
You're going to need some hands
it
on
is.
That one.
It is. It's actually one of my favorite events. I get to bring my family and my parents will be here this weekend. So I'm going to put them to work and put my brother to work. But it's such a great event that it's we bring joy downtown, and this is one of the things that we do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to volunteers, you know, you can volunteer with the DSA for Third Thursdays and other events like that. There's mm-hmm. some people who've moved into the community. Maybe they don't know how to network yet. Volunteering is a fantastic way to get that done. Mm-hmm. How does somebody volunteer for these other events?
Yes. Give us a call at 307-672-8881. And just say that you want to volunteer and we'll take your information down and we'll be contacting you when we do have those volunteer opportunities that come up.
And there you go, folks. You can head on down there. You can do great things for the community that you just joined and make a lot of good friends in the process. I want to thank you both so much for coming in this morning and speaking with me. It's always great having you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
Okay, isn't it weird that you can trust your dog to guard your home but not your sandwich? Well, the same goes for you trusting yourself to fix or tune up your own lawnmower, side by side or four before, because you won't actually get to it, and if you do, you'll do it wrong. Hando Service Center. Not only will Hando's do it right, they're actually glad to do it. And remember, your neighbor's still mad about that explosion, so this time let Hando's fix it right before you end up on the news. Hando's on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Be a part of Wyoming's outdoors. Attend the Wyoming Sportsperson Conservation Forum May 21st in Dubois at the National Museum of Military Vehicles. Leading voices from Wyoming's outdoor community will speak on topics ranging from outdoor recreation and conservation, how sports people can drive local decision-making, and ongoing work to improve wildlife habitat in Wyoming. Tickets are $20 at the Wyoming Game and Fish website. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and the station.
Spring is in the air, and at Midas, that means a little more green in your pocket. You could save $50 on brakes and up to $150 on shocks and struts. Plus, while your car is getting a tune-up, schedule a little time for detailing at Sheridan Auto Spa and save 10%. It's like the savings are just pouring in. Protect your investment inside and out and save a few coins in the process. You'll get that new car feeling all over again at Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM, KROE.
KROE.